USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Pentagon is holding off giving the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine to members of the military. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying the military is following the guidance of the FDA and CDC. As far as regarding vaccines, President Biden saying at the White House,
I made sure we have 600 million doses of the mRNA, not of either Johnson & Johnson and or AstraZeneca. So there's enough vaccine that is basically 100% unquestionable for every single solitary American.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing the Biden administration to reinstate the Remain in Mexico policy. The lawsuit argues protocols are needed to curb the criminal and humanitarian crisis at the border. This is USA Radio News.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax? I like it too.
Trump is right. Millions are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for real news. Some polls give Joe Biden a high job approval, even 60%. Now Newsmax is asking if you agree with that. Do you really approve of Joe Biden, his policies, and $4 trillion in spending? And do you think President Trump did a better job? Let us know. Vote in the Newsmax poll right now. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. It takes just a minute. Let America know who you like better, Biden or Trump. Tens of millions are watching Newsmax TV, now on all major cable systems, smart TVs, and OTT platforms. And vote now in the Newsmax poll. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. Let your voice be heard, and watch Newsmax today.
Fallen Capitol Hill police officer Billy Evans, who died after a Nation of Islam supporter rammed his car into a barricade, is lying in honor at the U.S. Capitol. Evans, an 18-year veteran of the force, will become just the fourth Capitol police officer ever to lie in honor. President Biden speaking at a ceremony honoring Evans, saying he's never seen so much strain being put on the shoulders of Capitol Police.
You see it, you watch them. You watch them do their duty with pure courage and not complain.
Food Network star Guy Fieri is raising money to help restaurant workers during the pandemic. He partnered with the Restaurant Employee Relief Fund and 50 other companies to collect donations. They raised nearly $25 million this year, compared to over $21 million raised last May. Through this effort, 43,000 restaurant workers nationwide received $500 grants. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Republican Georgia Representative Mallory Taylor Greene and other conservatives are publicly calling for the firing of infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci after he said it's still not okay, if you're fully vaccinated, to eat and drink inside of a restaurant or bar. This, along with other mixed messages being sent by the CDC, have Fox News medical contributor Dr. Marty McCrary scratching his head.
We're hearing a lot of mixed messaging, and as a result, a lot of the medical officials are losing credibility, and we're seeing the infection right now spread in five states among young people, and I think that's because a lot of the guidance has lost credibility. Look, you got to give people something to look forward to. If you just tell them they can't do stuff, it's not right. You got to tell them how to do things safely and be on in step with what they're going to do. And let me know if you ever hear Dr. Fauci or Dr. Walensky ever talk about suicide from kids getting shut out, from businesses being starved, or from the harm of profound isolation. They don't talk about that.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis sharply criticized YouTube at a roundtable of scientific experts on Monday after the tech giant removed a video of their previous discussion on the science and policies surrounding COVID-19. DeSantis calling the tech corporations a big tech council of censors in service of the ruling elite. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.